From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. This is Election Day across the U.S. Two races being watched closely by political analysts are the elections for governor in Virginia and New Jersey. In Virginia, Bob McDonnell hopes to return the governor's mansion to Republican control in his race against Democrat Creed Eads. In New Jersey, Democratic Governor John Corzine seeks to fend off Republican challenger Chris Christie and independent challenger Chris Daggett. Also being watched closely is a congressional election in New York, where Democrat Bill Owens is battling Conservative Party candidate Doug Hoffman. The Republican in that race dropped out over the weekend. Same-sex unions are on the ballot in Maine and in Washington. Voters in Ohio decide whether to allow casinos. There are mayoral races in some large cities today, including Detroit, Pittsburgh, Houston, and Atlanta. In New York, billionaire Mayor Michael Bloomberg is seeking a third term. Isaac Davey Aronson of member station WNYC has more.
Mayor Bloomberg is on track to spend more than $100 million on his reelection bid, devoting more of his own money to a campaign than any candidate in U.S. history. But his popularity has slipped somewhat, as his Democratic challenger, City Controller Bill Thompson, has charged him with betraying New Yorkers by overturning voter-approved term limits on his office and with being out of touch with average people. After months of constant TV ads and sometimes multiple Bloomberg mailers a day, even voters who like the mayor say his reelection push is overkill, and they may just stay home today. In an overwhelmingly Democratic city, that could be bad news for the independent Bloomberg, who's running on the Republican ballot line, but it might not be quite enough good news for Thompson. For NPR News, I'm Isaac Davey Aronson in New York.
The White House says in order for the fight against al-Qaeda in Afghanistan to succeed, the U.S. needs a credible Afghan government that has the trust of the Afghan people. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said that all the troops in the world couldn't succeed in Afghanistan unless the government there does its part to deliver services and security without corruption. President Obama called Afghan President Karzai to congratulate him for being declared the winner of the presidential election after Karzai's opponent dropped out and a planned runoff was canceled. But the president says he wants Karzai to open a new chapter of governance in Afghanistan.
He assured me that he understood the importance of this moment. But as I indicated to him, the proof is not going to be in words, it's going to be in deeds.
The president is in the midst of deciding how many, if any, additional troops to send to Afghanistan. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
North Korea is pushing ahead with efforts to convince the U.S. to engage in direct talks over its nuclear program. The country's official news agency today says North Korea has finished reprocessing 8,000 spent nuclear fuel rods to extract plutonium for an atomic weapon. This is NPR News. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans say they plan to offer an alternative to the Democrats' health care overhaul bill when the latter reaches the floor. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
Republicans have criticized and derided the Democrats' efforts to remake the nation's health care system all year, but until now, the one thing they have not done is offer their own alternative proposal. That's about to change, says House Minority Leader John Boehner. Boehner told reporters that a plan has been sent to the Congressional Budget Office to see how much it would cost. The proposal is likely to include plans Republicans have been pushing for years, things like capping damage awards in malpractice suits and letting insurance companies sell policies across state lines. It will be up to the CBO to estimate how many more people would get coverage under those plans and how much money they would save. The House could begin its health care debate by the end of this week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The World Series is heading back to New York for Game 6. Last night, the Philadelphia Phillies took Game 5, beating the Yankees 8-6. The Phillies' Chase Utley hit two home runs. That gives him 5 for the series, and that ties the World Series record held by Reggie Jackson. Philadelphia manager Charlie Manuel.
Chase is, when he gets hot, you know, like he definitely, he can get hot and stay hot for a month or two. And, knock on wood, hopefully he's sitting in there right now because he's swinging the bat good and things are going real good for him.
The Yankees lead the series 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow night. The Yankees will send Andy Pettitte to the mound. The Phillies will be going with Pedro Martinez. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.